There is a song in the Bengali language which states, I constructed this home for happiness. But unfortunately, there was a fire and everything is now has been burned to ashes. This illustrates the nature of material happiness. Everyone knows it, but nonetheless, one plans to hear or think of something very pleasing. Unfortunately, all of one's plans are annihilated in due course of time. There are many politicians who planned empires, supremacy, and control of the world. But in due time, all their plans and empires, and even the politicians themselves, were vanquished. Everyone should take lessons from Prahlad Maharaj about how we are engaged in so-called temporary happiness through bodily exercises for sense enjoyment. All of us repeatedly make plans, which are all repeatedly frustrated. Therefore, one should stop such plan making. As one cannot stop a blazing fire by constantly pouring ghee upon it, one cannot satisfy oneself by increasing plans for sense enjoyment. The blazing fire is Bhava Mahadavagni, the forest fire of material existence. This forest fire occurs automatically, without endeavor. We want to be happy in this material world, but this will never be possible. We shall simply increase the blazing fire of desires. Our desires cannot be satisfied by illusory thoughts and plans. Rather, we have to follow the instructions of Lord Krishna. Sarvadhanam parityaja, mamekam sharanam braja. Then we shall be happy. Otherwise, in the name of happiness, we should continue to suffer miserable conditions. Om agyanti virandasya chananjanan shalakayo chakshuran vinitandina tajmaish. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Karatha Shri Vashana Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So here, Prabhupada is saying we should take lessons from Prahlad Maharaj. Only 5 years old. But he could understand very well the nature of this material world. Maya Shukaya. Everyone is making a gigantic plan, a gigantic program for happiness. But he said it's a happiness that will never be. But despite that, everyone has a plan and a program in life. And that plan is for happiness. But as Prabhupada points out in the purport, despite politicians and scientists, they've seen how it's repeatedly being frustrated, all the plans. Still, they continue to make plans in a hope that there will be some kind of happiness. Maya Shukai, Prahlad Maharaj, he detected. Making a gigantic program for happiness that will never be. So this is the nature of this material world. And practically the devotees, the only ones who are speaking or revealing, exposing the real nature of this material world. Prabhupada came and exposed. This material world is a hoax, he said. A hoax. A mirage is described as a mirage. What do you get in the mirage? You simply run after the water in the desert, but ultimately the camels, they see the desert mirage, it looks like water. They run and run and run, but they never get to it. It's always in the distance. They die of exhaustion. So this is exactly what this material world is, chasing after happiness. And we simply die of exhaustion. Not die, we're killed ruthlessly. By the material energy, because material energy is being misused by the politicians and scientists and the leaders of society. If they follow Prahlad Maharaj's instructions, they could make a program for a happiness that will be. It will not end. So this is the Krishna consciousness program. But unfortunately, due to the influence of this material energy, which is so powerful, and due to the lusty senses, Prabhupada says, they cannot see beyond satisfying their senses. And so they are misguided, and as a result, they misguide everyone. So the whole world becomes a fearful situation because of lack of Krishna consciousness. So what is the plans and programs they are making is simply a slaughterhouse education. It's a slaughterhouse program. It's a slaughterhouse plan. And so this is the fact. We get so many terrorists, everybody's afraid of terrorists' attack. They're only killing a few people. The leaders, the scientists, they're killing everyone because they're taking everyone on that slaughterhouse, giving everyone a slaughterhouse plan, which ultimately ends in death. So, Prahlad Maharaj, he knows the proper plan. Prabhupada points out, Sarvadhanam parityaja mamikam saranandu. We are making plans for happiness. Krishna's also making a plan. Actually, everything is Krishna's plan. Even Krishna makes a plan for happiness in the Bhagavad Gita. Worship this demigod, worship that. Perform sacrifice, you'll be happy. Krishna's saying it. You'll be happy. If you want that temporary happiness, you'll get it. But still, it doesn't stop the process of birth and death. It's a temporary happiness, if you want it. But Krishna also gives another program. Sarvadhanam parityaja mamikam. I'm giving so many programs. You worship the devatas, you'll be happy. Until you meet Yamaraj. Otherwise, there is another program here. Sarvadhanam parityaja. Follow my program. You have a choice. You want to be happy, you can follow the material program for happiness, or you can follow Krishna's program for ultimate happiness. So, Prahlad Maharaj what he is giving is very revealing. A 5-year-old boy, but he is not afraid to speak the truth. He's speaking very, very directly here. And Srila Prabhupada also spoke very directly. Which other yogis or swamijis you ever saw say, this material world is a miserable place, it's full of birth, old age, disease, and death. They always put a nice big smile on, give their blessings, and everything will be okay, and everything will be happy, follow this process. But Prabhupada wasn't fooled by this. And the devotees are not fooled by this. The first thing we do in the morning when we wake up, what do we do? Samsara dava nanalita loka. This material world is a blazing fire of material existence. In the in the, I guess it's the advertising game or the techniques. They teach you in the morning, you look in the mirror and you say, today, you know, today I'm... You boost yourself up, right? They give you so many little slokas, how great you are, how are you going to really do it today, and how are you going to... And then you can go out and face the world. But the devotees wake up, samsara dava nanalide, this material world is a miserable place, blazing fire of material existence, completely the opposite. But they're the happiest people. They realize the situation of the material. They're no fools trying to make a program in this material world. So, it's a fact this place is called Durga, a prison house. Prabhupada says that they are worshipping for some kind of happiness. They worship, they go to Durga Devi. For worshipping, for some kind of happiness, is that they are fools. Because ultimately it's Durga who takes away their life. The body is but Durga's energy, everything is the energy of Durga Devi. Devi Yeshi Gunamai Mama Maya. It's working on, she's working under Krishna's direction. So they're all worshipping Durga Devi. Give me this, give me wealth, give me good education, give me good sons, give me health. So she's supplying because they are worshipping nicely. Then she has a trisol, the trident. Adibhautik, adiyatmik, adidevik. She's constantly jabbing, constantly. At every moment, there's one or two or three of these things happening on the body. At any one given moment, there'll be adibhautik problem, adiyatmik problem, adidevik problem. Guaranteed. One, two, or three will be happening. So this is Durga Devi, constantly pricking. Still they're going and worshipping her. And she will, okay, I'll give you some. But ultimately, okay, now you're always coming to me, give me, give me, give me, give me. Now I'm saying you now. You give me back my body. This is my property. So with her tree salt, it's my property, I'll take it back. So that is death, so-called death. And again, in another round. So, Krishna is giving the right solution here. Then, if we surrender unto his program, will we be happy? He doesn't say that. He won't say you'll be happy if you surrender. But he said, "I'll take away your sinful activities." So it's our simple activities or lack of surrender to Krishna. Enviousness of Krishna. Prabhupada said the original sin. Enviousness of Krishna. Krishna says, I'll take away that sin. So it's sin which creates the lusty desire. It's sinful. We're desiring illegally to enjoy Krishna's property. So these lusty desires that are sinful. So Krishna says, I will destroy them if you surrender unto me. And then he says, then you can come back to me. So this is the... Then you'll be happy when you go back, Krishna is saying. But here... In the material world, Krishna's never giving you false promises. You're going to be happy in this material world. He said, as long as you've got the material body, there's going to be suffering. Especially birth, old age, disease, and death. You're not going to, nobody can stop it. Nobody can solve this problem. Arjuna said, I got a big problem here, Krishna. I got to kill my relatives on this battlefield. It's a heavy problem I've got. So give me a solution, Krishna. You're God. You can do it. So please give me a solution. Krishna says, I may be God, but there's no solution. Only one thing I can just tell it to tolerate. You got to tolerate it, Arjuna. Titikshava. It's going to happen. Even I'm God. It's not that he's going to wave his magic wand and all of your troubles are going to be gone. He said, you just got to tolerate it, Arjuna. That's the nature of this material world, Titikshava. You have to tolerate without being disturbed. So, everybody's making a big program for happiness. Everybody, Prabhupada, without exception, everybody has a program. Right now, we all also have a program that we think is going to make us happy. And so the karmis have a program for happiness. They want to enjoy material happiness. The jnanis have a program for happiness. They want to enjoy the happiness of Brahman. They're frustrated enjoying with their senses. I'm trying to enjoy my senses like that. I'm getting frustrated all the time, so let me try to understand Brahman, because Brahman is blissful by nature and it's all pervading. So therefore I can enjoy unlimitedly. Brahman is unlimited. So if I understand Brahman, I'll enjoy unlimitedly. But there's still the same conception of being the enjoyer. I try to enjoy in a limited way in the material world and the material body. Now let me try to experience the unlimited happiness. I'll enjoy unlimitedly. So even they're carrying that same conception of their happiness. And the yogis, they want happiness by siddhi, transferring themselves to different planets, etc. They all want happiness. The devotee also, he wants happiness. So what is the difference? They're all seeking after happiness. The difference is that the devotees, they want Krishna's happiness. And all the others, they want their own happiness. They're interested in their own happiness, their own satisfaction. But the devotees are interested in Krishna's happiness. But happiness is the goal, the purpose of life. God is one and he becomes many. Why? For his pleasure. So this is the actual purpose of life, happiness. So, but Krishna knows how we can become really happy by rendering service unto Krishna. So there is no solution to the problems of this material world. Prabhupada says in the Krishna book that the Kami, he's doing, Kamakandi is doing so much sacrifices so he can enjoy a next life in the heavenly planets. He has to wait till he leaves his body before he gets his results of his work, his happiness of living in heavenly planets. The Jnani also, he's cultivating knowledge of Brahman, but still he has to wait till he leaves his body before he gets his liberation. And the yogi also, he has to wait until he leaves the body before he gets his siddhi. And Prabhupada says similarly, the devotee also, he has to wait until he leaves his body. But then he goes back home, back to Godhead. So everybody's in this material world. We're bound by this body. We're conditioned into this conception of trying to be the enjoyers, is Krishna's position. But the devotee actually knows how to utilize this material world for Krishna's satisfaction. Prabhupada said, everybody's very expert at sense gratification. Nobody goes to a guru to ask for, teach me how to have sense gratification. Everybody, you know very well how to enjoy yourself and have sense gratification. So Prabhupada said, you've had so much experience of sense gratification, billions and billions of births. So much experience you have. Now you use that experience to bring Krishna pleasure. You know what brings you pleasure? You've had so much experience. Now use that same experience for bringing Krishna pleasure. So instead of utilizing everything for my pleasure in this material world, we utilize everything for Krishna's pleasure. So here, Prahlad Maharaj, only 5 years old, but he is detecting. and revealing. And his father is the controller of the universe. But he doesn't have this understanding that his five-year-old boy has. Because of his strong desires to be the enjoyer and the controller. And, you know, more or less he's got it. He's got the universe. He's controlling the universe. But as Prahlad Maharaj says later on, "My Lord, you're offering me many benedictions, but I've seen, what is the use of that benediction? My father had everything. He was the controller of the universe. But in one moment, it was all finished. So please do not offer any of these. Do not delude me, my Lord, and offer me any of these types of benedictions." So this is the nature of the material. We're not going to change the material world because Krishna has designed it like this. So the solution is, Prabhupada says, the solution is, because as long as you've got a body, you're going to get a problem. So the solution to the whole problem is, don't take another body, a material body. You take a spiritual body. That is the solution for all the problems. Otherwise, as long as you've got a body in this conditioned world, it's a place of dukkhalayam. It's a place of misery and suffering. It's going to happen. So this is the solution. So, okay, one becomes a devotee. It doesn't mean, okay, now we've become free. We're going to become free from problems. We're going to be... No, still going to... devotee grows old. Still he's going to become diseased. Take birth. He'll die also. So what is the difference? Everyone else is doing that also. He become a devotee. You still got to go through these things, these problems of life. You're still going through birth, old age, disease, and death. What is the difference? Prabhupada said, the difference is this is the last time, the last birth, the last set of diseases, the last old age, the last death. Then we all go back to Godhead. So this is the nice program of Krishna consciousness. And we see that, factually, the devotees do become happy. They've still got the body. They're still going through old age, disease, and the birth and death. The body is still going through the miseries, but they are happy. Everybody is happy when they, at least, to know at least we're in a safe situation. We've taken shelter of that boat to cross over this ocean. They're happy. Simply by the understanding, you know, the philosophical understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Person to Godhead. We are his eternal servant. And we've adopted the process of chanting Hare Krishna, performing devotional service. Devotee is immediately happy. The moment you accept Krishna consciousness, at least, it's such a relief. Such a relief. And immediately one becomes happy. Still, birth and the disease and old age is going to come, but he has that understanding. At least we know that we're on the path back to God. This is the last birth back home. This is a nice verse from Prahlad Maharaj. This is my pin-up shloka for this period. O powerful, insurmountable Lord, who are kind to the fallen souls, I have been put into the association of demons as a result of my activities. And therefore I am very much afraid of my material condition of life within this material world. When will that moment come when you will call me to the shelter of your lotus feet, which are the ultimate goal for liberation from all conditional life? I like that very much. When will you call me, when that moment come, will you call me to the shelter of your lotus feet? To become afraid of this material world is very, very healthy. And I'm just coming to this conclusion after so many years in Krishna consciousness. I'm starting to be afraid of Maya now. Prabhupada said, the problem with my disciples, they're not afraid of Maya. But I think that's a good realization I'm getting after all these years. I've become a little bit fearful of Maya. So fear is very healthy. We should fear Maya. In the history of the Shadgarbha Asuras of Devaki, she gave birth to the six Asura, those sons of Marichi. Were they the sons of Marichi? Anyway, they were killed one after another by Kamsa, the children born from Devaki's womb. They were representing Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Matsya. So all the bad qualities, they were killed one after another by Kamsa. And so all the bad qualities were killed, six bad qualities. So then the place, the womb became free from bad qualities. So it became to the mode of goodness. And then Balaram appears and makes it Sudha-sattva. From sattva-gun to Sudha-sattva. Then actually Krishna can appear in the Sudha-sattva situation. But in the purport, maybe Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur's commentary, he says that so all the bad qualities are gone, and then Devaki, she was so fearful of Kamsa. Every time she saw Kamsa, he's coming to kill Krishna. He's coming to kill my bhakti. We have that Krishna within. Kamsa is coming to kill me. She was so fearful. And he said that fear was so intense that it's so purifying, that fear. She was so fearful of Kamsa. For us, it represents Maya. Because Maya is coming to kill our Krishna, our bhakti, right? That's her business. She wants to kill our bhakti. Just as Kamsa wanted to kill Krishna. So she was so fearful. And he said that fear is so purifying. It's intense fear. Is so purifying because you completely take shelter of Krishna's feet when you're in that really fearful condition. So he said it's a very healthy situation, and it's very good for purifying and making spiritual advancement to be frightened of Maya, so we can think like that. When Maya is coming, she's coming to cure my bhakti, she's coming to cure my Krishna. Be very, very fearful. So this is very healthy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, Nabadeep Bhavataranga, he meets Mukti Devi, personified. I am Sayujya Mukti. He said he's shaking in fear, Sayujya, merging in, losing one's individuality or merging into the existence of the Lord. I'm shaking in fear. He said, just like when the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they hear the name Putana. Simply to hear Putana, she's coming to call Krishna. Well, everyone is scared. So he said, similarly, just hearing this name of Sayujya, he said, I'm so fearful. So that fear is very, very good. It's very purifying, extremely purifying. If we can be frightened of Maya, fearful of Maya, she's coming to kill our bhakti, coming to cover our bhakti, kill our bhakti. So, Prabhupada said, when you become materially fatigued, I like that expression when I first heard it, materially fatigued. I was kind of materially fatigued. Become materially fatigued. Then we can learn to take shelter of Krishna. Then we can learn to be fearful of Maya. Then this prayer. When will that moment come when Krishna will call us back to the shelter of his lotus feet? We are be longing for that day. In the meantime, we'll preach Krishna consciousness and bring everybody else to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Any comment?